designing.
Welcome to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright. This show is all about honoring you as a spiritual being, having a human experience. You are here for a reason, and it's no mistake that you are here on Earth right now. Spirit has guided you to this very moment in time, so you could hear the messages Pam is about to share with you. She is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, transformation coach, wife and mother, committed to helping you discover the tools and practices to empower you to live the best life you can. You get to choose the spirit path you take. You can connect to the spiritual guidance already all around you. Get ready to live a fully empowered life. This is the Empower Me Show.
Back to another episode of the Empower Me Show. My name is Pam Bright, and I'm your host for this program. And I'm here with Mary Medeiros. Is that how you say your name, Mary?
Yes, thank you.
Mary Medeiros. All right, perfect. Mm-hmm. And she has the business called A Divine Realm. Is that correct?
My Akashic Records practice is my website, which is Spirit Therapy by Mary.
Oh, so, perfect. Perfect. Yeah. Wonderful.
A divine realm is my email.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So we are going into the divine realm.
Yes, we are.
And we are going into this amazing practice that I have been curious about for a long time, which is the living library of the Akashic Records. And my understanding, and it's very limited, but my understanding is that it is every person that's ever been alive has their own record keeping. Mm-hmm. And when we connect into that, then we get access to everything that's been and everything that is currently happening. I don't know. Can you go into the future too with the living library?
It's more like future possibilities.
Okay.
Based on the energy of now, because we always have choice.
Okay.
So it's a little bit different than what psychics can predict.
Okay. All mm-hmm. right. Well, I look forward to hearing about this wonderful practice that you have.
Thank you.
Before we get going, I can definitely use some grounding myself. And so mm-hmm. I'm going to do some grounding for myself. I encourage you, those of you who are listening now, to help yourself. When I say grounding, you might know it as earthing, but it's really connecting into who you are as a spiritual being, having a human experience, and bringing all of you in to this now moment. So we're going to do that. I'm going to use a little bit of light language for you for that purpose. And then we're also going to just connect in with our breath, because your breath is your sacred vehicle for remembering who you are and why you're here. And then filling up yourself with you and with all of your spiritual guidance that you walk with every day. So go ahead and take as deep a breath as you can. Some of us can deeply breathe easier than others. If it feels like you can't quite get enough air, then allow that to be enough and allow that breath to expand into your whole body so that you feel the essence of you and the divine merging together. We ask the Earth Mother now to enter into our body systems. We ask for her energy to come up through the feet and up into the legs and into the torso, filling us up with her presence, reminding us of who we are and why we are here in body form. We bring all of your guides, teachers, and angels into the present now with you. And we ask them to surround you, fill you up, and guide you in this time together. And when you're ready, you can take a deep breath and come back to now. Welcome back. So thank you once again for tuning in. And Mary, I would love to hear from you how you started with this current practice that you're doing with the Living Library, and also kind of where you've been and what inspired you to be here today on this show and this broadcast.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't believe anything is random. And so when you first connected with me, I resonated. And when I get that, I follow it. So thank you. Thank you for having me. So the way that it started was, in terms of on paper, how did it start is different than really how it all began. For me, when I was very little, I always had a very strong sense of the presence of something that was greater than anything. I'll call it that. In my family, they called it God. We can call it God, source, creator, whatever. I grew up Catholic. And I always felt the presence. I'll just say that. There were things about the Catholic religion. I didn't rebel against it, but there were just things when I was little that I didn't understand. For example, I was like second grade. I was really little. I didn't understand a God who would create a human race that would be evil and need salvation. So that salvation theory, for some reason, on my little ears, it just didn't click, whatever. But I went along, not rebelling or anything. And so then I always felt connected. I do remember this. Always felt connected with Gregorian chant, ancient music. I majored in music in college. And I studied, ancient music and didn't realize why until later. So then I went into television, kind of like wound up going into television. And I was working for probably almost 30 years throughout, New York and Los Angeles as a director, a television director. And then there was this psychic reading that I had one day that a person that I would frequently go to. And she said to me, "There's this dude over your shoulder that I see." And I go, "A dude, who is he?" And she said, "Well, he kind of looks like a genie. And he says that he guards your Akashic records and that he translates sacred geometry into creative ideas and sends them to you," which is exactly what would be happening when I would work on sets and work with actors as a director. I would have these ideas come in that were not mine. So I was intrigued by that. I asked her, "What are the Akashic records?" She said, "I don't know, but that's what he's saying that he oversees." So I went home and looked it up, and, it wasn't like choirs went off. I knew it. It was very comfortable to me when I read about the Akashic records and what they were. And so the Akashic records are an ethereal realm, a divine realm that contains, we can call it the spiritual imprint of every soul's journey from lifetime after lifetime. So all that information stored, as you had mentioned, in the Living Library, which is a lovely term for it. So, all right, so I didn't start studying right away. I went back into my life and was doing whatever I was doing in the media, in entertainment industry. And then the second thing that happened was I was in a metaphysical bookstore out in LA, the Bodhi Tree, and I was in the room in the back by myself. And a book was teetering off the shelf above me enough to bring my attention to it. I pulled it down, and it was how to read your Akashic records.
And wow.
I thought, okay, I gotta get this book and whatever. And I read the book so fast, and not only just read it fast, but I was already opening my records in the book throughout the book. It's written by Linda Howe. And it was just so easy. And I was hearing blocks of thought that were not my own. And I knew they were not my own, and they were amazing. They were beautiful. So I just sort of sat at my computer and would write down what I was hearing, and then still didn't dive into it. And then the third thing that happened, there were three things, was one of my best friends back in New York gave me a birthday card. And in the card was enough cash to begin studying at the Center for Akashic Studies outside of Chicago, because she knew that I was tapping into something. So I began that. I was not going to turn down that beautiful gift. And I realized that, you know, the universe was showing me something. And I've learned through working with the records and in being a practitioner and having the honor to open other people's records, is that time and again, we get these signs in life. They're little, I like to call them nudges. They're divine nudges. And they're these just little pushes towards or away from something. And depending on where we're at, we go, nah, no, no, no. Or we go, okay, or we surrender to it. I like to use that word. And so I really surrendered to it. And when I did, I just knew that this is what I was supposed to be doing. I mean, I'm still doing entertainment stuff, but really the deepest part of my, and the most joyful part of my work, I don't even want to call it work because it's with ease and grace, mm-hmm. that I work in the records. It's working in the records. They're the most amazing tool for life. And the book that I'm almost finished with, I'm near the end of my book, is called The Akashic Way, because that title came about because the records themselves, the divine realm, was downloading for me so much information about humanity, our planet, our perceptions as a human race, and the divine perspective. It was just beyond outstanding what was coming through. So I realized that this needs to be in a book, and the book itself is timeless, because divine is timeless. Mm-hmm. So the messages that come from divine, which we all get, we just open to it. When we get those messages, however we do, it could be through creative ideas, actions, inspired actions. It becomes really easy when we get those inspired actions, when we're acting on what our soul's chosen path is, mm-hmm. which is the purpose of the main reason that most people want to visit their records, is to re-remember why we chose to come here at this time, in this time-space reality. And when we're in our records, our own imprint is there. That is our own soul's choice. Each one of us, my understanding from working the records, chooses before each incarnation to come to the planet at a specific time for a specific journey. And usually it's like an overarching theme, you know, like self-love, or to participate in the expansion of love on the planet, things like that. Those are the kinds of things that the soul chooses. And then what happens, third dimension becomes challenging, to say the least. And so here we are bopping around as in our human race with these third dimensional challenges. And yet at the center of everything is our divine self. And when we remember through quite often visiting our records, who we are, that we are all that same divine source inside ourselves and love, everything lines up. It just lines up. We remember who we are, and our lives get easier. They make more sense, which is why I call it the Akashic Way. So we can look through the lens of our own Akashic records at any and every issue, we'll call it issue in quotes, in our lives. And it ends up being clear. It becomes an asset usually when we think we're stuck. We look at what we think is making us stuck, and invariably it becomes an asset towards our own soul's chosen journey. So that's how I got here, and how powerful I really believe the records are.
That's beautiful. Well, that you just gave us a really clear picture of what that journey is. And for me, I definitely know for me and a lot of the folks that I work with, mm-hmm. that's the big question is, who am I and why am I here?
Mm-hmm.
That I think that's universal, don't you?
Yes, it is. Absolutely. It's the number one question. It was mine when I began working with records. Yeah. And it does get answered. And it did. There's no new information. This is the other thing that's kind of like fun and maybe sometimes a little confusing to people. A lot of people want answers. They want the records to tell them, when are they going to win $1 million? When are they going to, you know, have the great job, the great relationship? And it's like, that's not really what the records are going to do, because we have choice. We have 100% choice in everything. Mm-hmm. So the records are not, I like to say, it's not a divining rod. And actually my teacher, Linda Howe, has a saying, if you're looking to find out where Aunt Susie or Uncle Harry buried the treasure in your house, you're not going to get it from the Akashic Records, you know, but, you know, you may find that treasure by learning more about yourself and your relationship with that family and Aunt Susie and all of them. And it still comes to the same thing that you were desiring. So, those would be psychic readings, which are very valid and wonderful. They're more needed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and what I will share with those of you who are listening is that my understanding with psychic work is I'm a psychic as well, but I don't predict. There are psychics, my understanding, and this is the way it was explained to me, is it's like keys on a piano. Keys on a piano, there's a lot of keys, and each of those sets of keys have a chord attached to that, a certain frequency. And so psychics are able to tap into whatever that frequency is that they're connected mm-hmm. to, right? So if you want to connect to your Aunt Jo, but Aunt Jo is not available to bring her mm-hmm. energy to me, or she doesn't want to talk to you, then mm-hmm. Aunt Jo isn't going to come through. But your Uncle Fred is jumping up and down going, okay, I'm ready. And Uncle Fred wants to come in. I'm not going to say no to that. Okay, here it is. Here, this person now wants to share with you. Or a crystal wants to give you some information. I'm going to connect into that crystal and I'm going to give you that crystal information. Mm-hmm. And that's mm-hmm. my psychic frequency that is connected to that crystal to give you that information. Mm-hmm. So I tell people up front now, if you want a future reading, go to somebody who says that that's what they do. Don't expect me, who doesn't do that, to give that to you, because mm-hmm. that's not the way that I work.
Right.
So understanding these different terminologies is really helpful for those of you who are seeking those different avenues, right?
Yes.
The more specifically that you can ask questions of mm-hmm. what you're looking for, the more that you can get what you're needing right now.
Well, it's interesting you're saying that about questions, because the way that it generally or often works in readings that I do is the divine moves on the spoken word. So once we're in through a sacred prayer, I open someone's records with their permission, of course. And during our dialoguing about what they're looking for, what they're asking for, what happens is the records will, I'll get blocks of thought, but I get suggestions to ask questions. So the records themselves are asking, I mean, you're really, when we're in our records, we're speaking to the higher consciousness, our own higher consciousness. And there are light energies that oversee everyone's records. In the way that I've studied it, those are known as the masters, teachers, and loved ones. And so what's interesting is the masters, teachers, and loved ones that are overseeing and holding the sanctity of everyone's records in that realm. It's a sacred, sacred realm, a very high vibrational place. What happens is the questions that come through me to ask the client, when they answer the questions, they wind up resolving whatever it is that they were looking for. So they're answering it themselves.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
Which is beautiful. Yeah, it's just so beautiful. Well, of course, divine would do that.
Yeah.
Because divine is not a bearded man in the clouds. At least that's not what I think.
Right. Right.
You know,
but there are so many people that's where they came from, right?
Mm-hmm. I did. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I did too. I came from this world of, you know, yes, there were rituals and yes, there was, you know, this, mm-hmm. this sense of the sacred, but really it was all confusing. Like, and I came from a Lutheran background, and Lutherans are very methodical in what they do. And, mm-hmm. and I was a seeker. So I was going to the Lutheran church and the Baptist church and the Catholic church. And I was, and the Holy Roller, what I call the Holy Roller church. And I was like, there's God's got to be somewhere in all of this, right? And when I got to the Holy Roller churches that praised outwardly and they sang and it was amazing music, all of a sudden I felt the presence of God. It's like, oh, there it is. There it is.
You know, I did too.
Yeah. Why wasn't God in the Lutheran church? I don't get it.
Right. Well, he was there. He was hidden behind some egos, maybe.
Yeah.
But there was a little veil over somehow. But I love that you said that, because the place where I had a similar experience was in Atlanta. One of my best friends invited me to this church, and it was an all black church. And she knew the head preacher or whatever. And it, when I say Holy Roller, oh my God, I mean, my description of that experience was I walked in the church on the floor and I walked out on the ceiling. That's how it felt. I mean, there were people passing out. I mean, I could feel the presence of spirit. It was so palpable. And it was one of my favorite places to be. And the music, as you said, was just, you know, which is, of course, the music opens portals. We know that. And so there was stuff happening in there. And I was thinking, I remember this, and I was maybe, already grown up and was into my career. I remember thinking, like, this is what I wish I grew up in this kind of church, right?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. This is what I know about life, is that there are no mistakes. You've said this too. There's no mistakes. There's always opportunities. And yes. Those of us who grew up with, and some of you may still be in this world of, you know, looking for something and going somewhere, and you're like, it's not quite it, but I don't know where it is.
Mm-hmm.
Trust that you will be shown. The reason I believe that I was exposed to all these different things growing up in my early years is that my soul knew that I needed to look for all these things in different places. And then eventually get to the place where I was able to tap into my inside world in here rather mm-hmm. than out there.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And now where I'm at, after many, many years of being a seeker, now what I do is I get to now teach other people. And, you know, when I go to psychic fairs and I go to, you know, connect in with people on Zoom or on the phone, or as I'm talking to my family or whatever, I connect in with them and say, what's in here? Listen, mm-hmm. you know, put your hand on your body, on your chest and on your solar plexus and listen. What's there right now? Because that's where the wisdom is. Okay.
Yes.
And the reason that you're able to tap in there is because it's streaming in from the higher dimensions.
Mm-hmm.
So we're all connected in that way. And when you can step into that place of trust and faith, then you get access to that. But mm-hmm. often we block ourselves from the very knowing that's right there waiting for us.
It's already inside us. Yeah. Yeah.
What would you say about, because you are able to access the records, what if someone else, can anybody access their own records?
Yes.
And what stops us?
Well, that's a great question. There are two things that are, and probably one of the reasons that I wound up studying the records, because my studies of the Akashic records was not, it was about me opening my records over and over. My own records was part of the class time and working with other students, you know, that were in the group. But opening my own records in order to go into my own life and heal my wounds through my own Akashic records. So I'm a living, breathing example of the Akashic records at work, we'll say. Okay. So anyone can access them. The records have been around since the beginning of time. Edgar Cayce was accessing the Akashic records. I didn't know that until years later, and I had been reading his stuff. He was the sleeping prophet. Madame Blavatsky, who created the theosophy that we now have as called theosophy. There are so many people, Rudolf Steiner. So there were a lot of philosophical people who knew and were researching and delving into or research or looking at this idea of this realm that exists with this imprint of every soul. And so what is important when we open our records? Number one, to believe in source, something that is, I mean, how could we not? This planet, I mean, we could sit here and talk about the chaos on the planet, but if we really look at what's more powerful, we know the light is more powerful. Light always wins. And so, you know, we may be told things are really bad, but the reality is there's always light and there is light. Gaia is all light, right? So to have a belief, a very strong belief, not only in a creator, a source, in the fact that we are that, that the divinity, the divine that exists in everything on this planet and in humanity is within us. That's very important. I have found that to be like one of the most important ingredients to smoothly opening the records, to have it be effortless. I'll say it that way. So there's that belief. The other thing is to believe and to believe in the idea that the soul chooses its journey and comes and goes lifetime after lifetime, that same soul. Because there are some people that don't believe in that. And so to have those two are very important. The third thing that's very important is to be willing and have the courage, it's part of my prayer when I open records, to have the courage to know the truth. Because when we open our own records, we're going to see the truth of who we are. Mm-hmm. If we are clogged up with blockages or traumas, if there are things that are still in the way, which, I mean, there isn't a person that doesn't come to the records without having something that's going to come up, a subconscious pattern, as Bruce Lipton calls them. So if we have a pileup of that, and we haven't quite worked it out from the divine perspective, by the way, not from a psychology perspective, then it'll be harder. There are people who I have encouraged to open their own records and get Linda Howe's book, for starters. And they'll come back to me and say, well, I did it. I did the prayer and nothing happened. So what does that mean? Does it mean they can't? No, of course not. But from my work that, I mean, I've been doing this since 2008, what I have understood is that the more I healed my own wounds and turned my own past wounds and traumas into opportunities and understood how they play into my bigger role on this planet at this time, the more I did that, the easier it was for me to access and hear. It just got more and more and better and better. Easy, yes. Super easy.
Yes.
So anyone can do it. It's just, you know, it's like, you know, I guess it's like anything. I mean, if somebody is 400 pounds and they want to lose weight, they're doing a 26-mile marathon is probably not the best thing for them to start doing, is it?
Right.
They could probably hurt themselves. So there is, you know, it is a path, and it's a path back to ourselves. Now, there are some people, I'm an example. When I first read her book and opened the records, my own records, I started hearing things that were not mine. Mm-hmm. I knew they were not coming from me. So why was it easier for me? Part of it is that it's my soul's journey.
Yeah. Yeah.
Here to do this work, right?
Yep.
So obviously, and that's another clue about our lives. when we're not sure why we're here, it's actually the things, what the records constantly say and ask clients of mine is not only what brings you joy, but what makes you lose time. Mm-hmm. When you're doing it or around it, you just lose time. And it's amazing. Yep. A lot of times it's not what the person's doing in their career, but it's something else.
Yeah.
And so that's a clue. We have grown up, and I'm sure you've experienced this, hearing no pain, no gain. I mean, that is like, I'm unraveling that with people constantly. No pain, no gain. Nope, not true at all. Actually, if it's not painful, it's the right thing. It's not, we're not supposed to be suffering, but we've been trained into this idea that in order to bring good things to ourselves and joy and love and be deserving of love, that we have to work our butts off and suffer. And that's the thing. I think when I was little, I think I came in knowing from a past life that that was not reality. Mm-hmm. That I just never believed it.
Yeah.
And I used to believe in kindness when I was little and I was called naive. I believed everybody was really good. And my family used to make fun of me and say, you're just pie in the sky. You think everyone's good? And I would say, yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I do. We all are good.
Yep.
Right.
Well, and here's another thing, an invitation for those that are listening is when we can separate ourselves from the judgment of the world, you know, good, bad, right, wrong, hate, love, fear, joy, you know, I mean, yes, those things exist. Hate exists, love exists, joy exists, ecstasy exists, right? Mm-hmm. Right and wrong is, I mean, people use that word. And I found for myself that when I'm in that world of right, wrong, then I am looking at things one way. I'm not looking at different perspectives. I'm not looking at possibility. I'm looking at it's my way or the highway.
Right. Yep.
And you better get on board with it, or else you're out to lunch, right? that right there keeps me from you. So if I think that I'm going to be able to access the divine and I'm going to have a clear channel down to my heart when I've got judgment in the way, it probably is not going to happen very well for
me. No, you won't. It won't work because there is no judgment in divine. Mm-hmm. No such thing. That's right. I love that you said that. And there's something else that you said that's, oh yeah, the right and wrong. So the records may be in one of the chapters in my book. It's that there is no right and wrong. There's just choice. We perceive it as right and wrong, and then it does what you just said. Then it creates a separation, and then we miss, as you just said, the opportunities and everything that's in between. We shut down other stuff to be able to come to us. So there is no right and wrong. We think about a perception is another chapter in that another download that came from Divine Realm about perception, that's what gets us kind of jacked up. In a sense, we get stuck because we grow up with perceptions that then turn into belief systems. Mm-hmm. And really, what is a perception? It's just somebody that thought something a certain way, and then it became, we don't know, accepted. You know, look at marketing. Marketing is like a giant perception.
Yeah, it is. It is. So we're going to take a break. And when we come back, is there a small process or some way for people to unlock a little bit of their next step in this process of, you know, this whole world that you can, and you tap into that anyway, but something that is great for this show is when people can take away a tool into their lives after the show's over. So think about that, and then think about what that might look like or feel like, you know, for the public. So we're going to take a break, folks. And if you want to call in and talk to Mary or to myself, but definitely to Mary about her path, about your own path, about, you know, a question that you have about what we've talked about so far, you can call 1-800-930-2819. We'd be glad to talk to you. You can also chat in the chat line at Transformation Talk Radio and ask us a question about anything and everything that's coming up for you, because things will come up as you listen to these amazing hosts that are on this Transformation Talk Radio site. So we'll be back in a couple minutes and look forward to speaking to you soon.
Are you ready to experience full body system wellness? Tune in to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright, a spiritual toolbox for your life. Embrace the fullness of who you are as a spiritual being, having a human experience. Pam Bright is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, energy intuitive, and spiritual transformation coach. Join her for a rich conversation about how to unlock all your spiritual gifts on Transformation Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, it's me, psychic medium Jamie. I'm excited to be back with my show called Shades of Spirit on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will connect you with your crossover loved ones, angels, and guides, and help you develop your own psychic and healing abilities. For more information and to book your own private experience, go to ShadesOfSpirit.com. Also follow me on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
It's what the world has been waiting for and needing for a really long time. Introducing you to Maximize Your Healing Power by Dr. Sharon Martin, available now. This book takes you on an empowering journey that teaches you how to have control over your own health. Bridging the divide between Western medicine and shamanic practices of energy healing. Order today and get a free bundle of gifts from Dr. Sharon Martin and several of her partners. For more information, visit drsharonmartin.com.
Need relief from chronic conditions? Mountains of Hope retreats help you take charge of your health. Nutrition and cutting-edge modalities reset your body, mind, and spirit. Our medically supervised detoxes complement any conventional treatments. Nestled in the Andes Mountains, our caring staff will show you the utmost care from day one. Reserve your spot today at mountainsofhope.com.
Do you get stuck in that someday attitude, living the same day over and over again with no action? The Becoming You Show, big ideas that inspire, impact, and influence your life with Leah Rowling is for you. Tune in every Friday at 11 a.m. Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will have you feeling inspired to take action with purpose and intention. For more information and to get in touch with me, visit www.leahrowling.com. Do you get stuck in that someday attitude, living the same day over and over again with no action? The Becoming You Show, big ideas that inspire, impact, and influence your life with Leah Rowling is for you. Tune in every Friday at 11 a.m. Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will have you feeling inspired to take action with purpose and intention. For more information and to get in touch with me, visit www.leahrowling.com.
Welcome back to the Empower Me Show. I'm here with Mary Medeiros, who is an Akashic Records specialist who is able to tap into your own Akashic Records for you as well as her own and access what we call the living library of everything that's ever been on the planet. And each of us has our own individual records, but also we have a whole collection of the Earth's history as a living library on the planet. So we are going to see what shows up as each of us taps in to our own history, right? We all have history on this, in this individual lifetime, as well as our lifetimes prior. And many of you who listen to this broadcast know that this is not your first rodeo, as they say. You've been here multiple times, on this planet, and sometimes some of us have been in other lifetimes on other planets, and so we might have access to that as well. And this is our opportunity to see what we see and feel what we feel and know what we know and get tapped into anything and everything that might be ready to show us or give us this information. So I've talked to Mary a little bit about that process with her, and we'll just open it to whatever wants to happen for the remainder of our show today. And any of you who want to connect in with us and ask us a question or, you know, access anything that you might be ready to receive, then go ahead and call us now or type in to the chat line a question or a comment or a need that you have right now. So as we're talking about this, Mary, what are you connecting in with as far as what may want to happen for folks that are listening?
Well, one thing that would be wonderful, I mean, for my process, I say a lengthy sacred prayer using that person's. We have to use our own name when we open our own records, because that is the imprint that, you know, so that when it's Mary Medeiros, it's not, if I just did Mary, it could be all the Marys in the world and I'm opening records, although that wouldn't happen without their permission. But the first thing is to my sense right now, as anyone listening, is to just to sit or stand, whatever you're doing right now, but to think about the first thing is to think about your name, right? And to call on the Holy Spirit of Light, which is what I like to refer to the all that isness, the divine creator, the Holy Spirit of Light, to call on the Holy Spirit of Light using your name. And generally we say, you know, help me to know, and you say your name. You can say myself first in the light of the Akashic Records, and to see myself through the eyes of the Lords of the Records and enable me to share the wisdom and compassion that the masters, teachers, and loved ones of me have for me. And then you say your name the next time. Help me to know I would be Mary Medeiros. You say your name in your head or out loud in the light of the Akashic Records. Now, as we're saying these words, it's an invite to open up this realm. Now, what will help is, this is what lines me up each and every time before I open anyone's records. I actually think from my heart, and I feel the Holy Spirit of Light, and I feel love. I think about love. And that's what I invite everybody to do, to just think about love, not who you love, but love itself, just love itself as a chunk and ball of light, love. Because what has helped me, what made me hear the records right away, was I have been my whole life in love with love itself. And I like saying it that way, because love is in many forms, but then there's just this deep, deep love that exists, and it's everywhere. It's all around us. It's in nature. It's in the planet. It's in beautiful people. And I've always loved people. And so to put yourself into that space of loving love itself will begin to open up this channel. And then you invite, by using your name, your own records to open to you. Because, you know, I'm using a sacred prayer that I learned, but anyone, you can, the point of this is to get into that state of knowing that love that you're in love with is you yourself. It is Pam. Right. It's each one of us. That's where it just opens. It's feeling just you feel into, I am love. That it's separate. It also, what that does is, having those kinds of thoughts separates us from third dimension and all the yucky stuff, right? People that are hurting us and all the garbage that's going on in our lives, possibly. That immediately pulls us from that, because the divine realm is not made up of all that stuff. Right. So when we get into a state, and if we're able to do that, to just get into this place of reminding ourselves of love. And we don't have to do the gratitude thing. Sometimes that's too tough for people. If they're in a certain space, like now I have gratitude, search for it all. Just think about love. Mm-hmm. And everyone has experienced love in some way, shape or form on this planet. So you just think about love and think that that is who you are. You are love. I am love. It is from that space that something starts to shift. The second thing that can happen is then after you're feeling into love itself, then you'll begin to notice anything that's coming in, and it'll be in the form of a thought probably, or it could be an image. Some people hear things. Some people it's an image, and some people it's blocks of thought. There'll be a thought that comes to you and you'll know it's not yours. It's the best way I can describe it. You'll just know it's not yours. Meaning, okay. I mean, it did come from probably the essence of your divine self, but from a mind place, you'll know it's different.
Okay.
And so that's how, I mean, that's one way to just start it. And then what you do is as you begin to like hear something, you just write it down immediately because you don't want your mind to come in and go, what was that? Now you've just interpreted it and like, it's going to bounce you right out of it. Probably when I'm working with clients, it's just flowing through me and I'm just saying things like I'm saying now. So, you know, I don't stop to think about what I said because the other big part of this prayer or opening our records is to invite our egos to kind of, I like to say, go sit on the couch in the corner.
Yeah.
Okay. And that really, and when I'm in records, I've tried when I've been in sessions with people, I've actually tried to bring in my ego, meaning I've tried to have an opinion about something someone said. Pam, this was the trippiest thing. I couldn't.
Yeah.
Because I was already in that divine realm.
Yeah.
With the permission of the person, I couldn't.
Yeah.
And it was like, I mean, when I closed their records, I remember that I tried to do that and couldn't. So I have no judgment because in the sacred, in divine, there is no judgment. There is no right and wrong.
Yeah.
There's choice. There's just love. There just is love. So the more we focus and experience love and just focus on love and then go, oh, that love is inside me. Now, some people have a hard time with that. How do you feel the love inside you? There is one thing the records have shared as a like fast track to knowing the love that or feeling into a little bit the love that's inside us. When we notice, when we have an experience of awe in any way, like, and it happens, it could be a baby, we're holding a baby or a baby is born. It could be something in nature. It could be a flower. It could be an animal. Usually Gaia herself, nature will bring us to this place. Mm. When we notice something and we go, whoa, whatever we go that says, whoa, whoa. In that moment of awe, that is reflecting who we are. Otherwise, we wouldn't recognize it. So if we notice an amazing tree, an amazing flower, it's actually Gaia and that flower itself reflecting back to us that we are that. We are the beauty we just saw. Otherwise, we wouldn't be able to recognize it, would we?
I love that because everything's a mirror. So
everything's a mirror.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we would just miss it. We would just walk by it and not even think about it. But anything we stop and experience in some way, love and appreciation, or I love the word awe, in that moment, and I invite everybody to do this when it happens again, go in that moment, whoa, this is me. It's not the flower. Yes, it is, but it's a co-creative moment. And I couldn't recognize the beauty of that flower if I wasn't beauty to begin with.
I love that. I have a question for you. So mm-hmm. Those of us who have a different name than our birth name, do we have more than one record then? Or are we just tapping into that essence that is us that's connected to the name that we are now?
Yes, the latter, the what you just said. There's not more than one record, no, because our soul is that soul. It helps the way, and that's a really great question because I've had clients who've changed their names throughout their career, or they might be a celebrity with a different name, you know, a stage name or something. What I do, what I've been drawn to do with people like that is to invite them to, before I open their records, to let me know which name they're resonating the most with or how they're known, because that's kind of how the records, their imprint is kind of how we're known. Even okay. if it's a nickname, that's okay. So yeah, I do that. Cause I had one person that they had a different birth name and the records wanted me in their session, ask them why they changed their name.
Mm-hmm.
And so I asked, and it was this angry thing. She hated her father because she didn't want his name. And it was actually beautiful because by opening all of that up, there were traumatic things that transmuted.
That's perfect. That's perfect. Yeah. I have another question too quickly. So yes. There are those people that they used to be called walk-ins. I don't know what they call them now, but mm-hmm. people that had a contract where they came in as one being or soul, and then through trauma or through an agreement of their soul, that soul stepped out and another soul came in the same body. What, if anything, can you share with us about that? If someone knows that they're that, how do they access that same process of the record?
So what I get from the records themselves about that topic is that it is the same soul.
Okay.
And soul is making a different, now it could be that the souls, let's say the soul chose a particular role on the planet at a certain time. And that role was accomplished before the lifetime was up.
Okay.
Well, then the soul is going to go into its next, in a sense, choice. And it may feel as if this is just my understanding that it is the same soul on some level, but different. It can be different personalities and different newer aspects that might look like another soul came in, but it's really the same soul now continuing with a different role.
I got it. Okay, perfect. Awesome. So we are going to wind down, but really quickly, folks, before we end, just allow yourself for a few minutes here to just tap into that sacred place inside of your own heart.
Mm-hmm.
Give yourself permission right now to simply take a moment and ask your heart to integrate all of the information that you received today from Mary, from myself, from the ascended ones, from this source of love that Mary is speaking of, the divine, and ask that those energies just mix inside of your own soul, your own heart space. And take one kernel of information right now that is useful for you to take from this broadcast. Ask that question, and then you will receive that kernel in whatever form it comes. And receive it now into this space. And then write it down. You can put it in front of you in a book form. You can put it on your wall. You can say it in a prayer. You can, whatever that is, you can use it as meditation. Whatever that kernel of truth is for you, just hold that in to your sacred space and know that that's perfect for you right now. And then when you're ready, you can then connect in with Mary and have your own Akashic records opened, and she can guide you in whatever form that looks like for yourself. And how do they find you, Mary, if they want to connect in and get their records read?
Mm-hmm. So two ways, one through my website, which is spirittherapybymary.com. And then the second way is just email. And my email is adivinerealm@gmail.com. So the letter A, divinerealm@gmail.com.
Perfect. And do you have a date set for when you are hoping to publish your book that you're writing?
Not yet. And that's, you know, really this, you know, I have a family situation that is a health situation in my family. And that's, I don't know.
Yeah, I got that. So
it's taking a little bit longer. Yeah.
We send immense love to you.
Thank you.
And what you're dealing with.
I really appreciate that. Thank you.
And those of you who are dealing with a loss right now, or somebody who's in a transition point in their lives, whether through illness or disease, or you know that they're going to pass, then know that you're connecting to them on whatever level you can is vital. So allow yourself the time to do whatever is right there for you to do. And you can handle it. Whatever it is, I promise you, you can handle it. Mm-hmm. And we're here for you. We are here for you. We love you. We nurture you. We are so inspired by who you are because you're here. And I am so inspired by who you are, Mary. And that you are willing to show up for yourself and for others, even in the midst of this crisis that's happening.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, absolutely. The source, divine is everything, isn't it? I just love it.
Yes. Yes. Well, I love you and thank you for coming to the show. And I look forward to more interaction with you from here forward.
Me too.
Yes.
Let's do it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Perfect. So Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to those of you who are listening. And if you don't celebrate the holidays, I love you, even though that is happening for you. You get celebration in every moment because you say so. Your life is up to you. And we will tune in with you next week. I will have Nancy Drew back to the show with me, and we're going to channel for you whatever wants to come in for the new year. So many, many blessings and have a blessed day. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright on Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to learn more about living a fully empowered life. Remember that your life is up to you and you can choose the spiritual path you are on. There is spiritual energy and wisdom in everything and everyone around you. Listen carefully for what the universe is trying to tell you in every moment. You are already being guided along your journey. Call upon your spirit guides anytime you need help with anything. Know that you are safe in every moment, even if it seems that you are not. For more information about Pam Bright, visit brightbutterflyenterprises.com or email theempowermeshow@gmail.com. Thank you very much for listening. We hope to see you next week.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.